From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. BP has suspended testing a new cap for its leaking Gulf oil well amid new questions from the White House. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the Obama administration wants to make sure the operation doesn't lead to new leaks.
Our attitude is that we should be doing this in a way that's cautious and not risky.
The company says it's trying to resolve the government's concerns. The Gulf spill has Europe concerned about their own drilling. A European Union official wants to follow the U.S. lead and temporarily ban new deepwater drilling. The EU says new licenses will be restricted to companies that can show their finances can absorb the cost of potential spills. Rough conditions are making the going tough for officials investigating last April's deadly mine explosion in West Virginia. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Erica Peterson says investigators are moving carefully.
Former Mine Safety and Health Chief Davit McAteer is leading an independent investigation into the explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine, where 29 people were killed. It's separate from those being conducted by state and federal agencies. Investigators went underground in late June, and McAteer says conditions in the mine make gathering evidence challenging.
It is very dark. As you might guess, the explosion created a lot of soot, and there's no rock dust to knock down that darkness, so it is quite black. It is debris strewn.
Another factor slowing the investigation is that the area of the mine affected by the damage is huge, covering more than 2.5 miles. McAteer says the earliest his team will have a report is the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
Massachusetts GOP Senator Scott Brown is vowing to fight a bill that requires corporations to disclose political spending. NPR's Peter Overby reports it's a blow to the measure now stuck in the Senate.
The new senator from Massachusetts has walked away from the Republican conference on a few key votes this year, but not on this one. In a letter to advocacy groups supporting the so-called disclose bill, Brown said it, quote, doesn't do enough to require transparency, accountability, and fair play. He said, as other Republicans have, that the bill tilts in favor of labor unions and Democrats who wanted to help them in the fall campaign. President Obama has been calling for a disclosure law ever since January. That was when the Supreme Court ruled that corporations and unions can spend as much as they like in political campaigns. The court's opinion also urged disclosure and transparency for corporate spending. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
An FDA panel has voted not to remove the diabetes drug Avandia from the market, despite finding it increases the risk of heart attack more than other diabetes drugs. The experts say more warnings are needed. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 3 points today. NASDAQ rose 7, and the S&P 500 was even at 1095. This is NPR. It turns out former Vice President Dick Cheney was in the hospital last week for more than just a checkup. He underwent heart surgery and is recuperating. In a statement, Mr. Cheney said he had been experiencing increasing heart failure and was given an implantable pump to improve heart function. A top Indian official has accused Pakistan's intelligence service of coordinating and controlling the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the allegation comes as India's foreign minister is in Pakistan to revive peace talks.
India's Home Secretary, G.K. Pillai, told the Indian Express newspaper that Pakistan's intelligence service was directly involved in the attack that killed 166 people in Mumbai, India's financial capital. It was the most direct allegation that India has made against the Pakistani government in the case. Pakistan has denied any involvement in the attacks, which were allegedly carried out by a Pakistan-based militant group, Lashkar-e-Taiba. India's foreign minister arrived in Pakistan, saying India is committed to resolving all issues with Pakistan through peaceful dialogue. But the minister, S.M. Krishna, also said that he would press Pakistani officials to push ahead with their investigation into the Mumbai attacks. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Microsoft confirms that one of the Russian men deported in connection with the Russian spy ring investigation worked for the software giant. A spokesman says Alexei Koretnikov worked for Microsoft for 9 months as a low-level software tester. Federal officials say he had no ties with the Russian agents arrested last month. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.